I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs. The Daily Mix Show.
Slide right in there and leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app. It's very easy. You just locate the little microphone icon and it's that simple. So what's it like in there today, Steve?
Let's check out our first voice message through the Odyssey app.
Hey, you crazy motherfuckers. I ended up buying one of your Thanksgiving Day shirts.
Okay.
Wow. Thank you for your business.
That was fast. They're up there now, huh?
They're hot off the presses.
That thing is stupid and ugly, and I can't wait to wear it on Thanksgiving. Plus, it's a good cause. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah,
if you want to annoy your family, you should get a Daily Mix Show Thanksgiving shirt and wear it at your Thanksgiving as well.
Also, I disagree. It is not stupid and ugly. It is bright and colorful and Thanksgiving-y.
Festive.
Some would say stupid and ugly.
Also, though, think about this. I don't know if your families are like my family, but for Thanksgiving, everybody just gets all dressed up just to walk around, like, you know, Auntie's kitchen or something like that. Why don't we dress more comfortably?
That's a great point.
And wear a shirt that, you know, stretches a little bit for the food. Pair that with your eating pants. Like, let's quit wearing ball gowns to Thanksgiving.
I always love the way we all get dressed up. You wear, like, you know, you get your nice button-up shirt. By the time dinner's over, that button-up shirt has been pulled out of the pants because it was tucked in because things are just feeling a little too snug. Or you have that T-shirt now you're wearing because you're just like, I can't wear this shirt anymore. I'm warm and uncomfortable.
I think we need to just establish that this is the year that the Daily Mix Show Thanksgiving shirt becomes the uniform of Thanksgiving.
So not only is it a shirt to celebrate Thanksgiving, but it's your eating shirt.
Yes.
And it's yellow, so that way if you stain it, it shows.
Oh, that's so great. It proves that you were there.
No, he did say that it's for a great cause because this all started with a listener suggesting that we shouldn't skip Thanksgiving. So we're like, we should make a shirt. And then another listener said they were complaining about the fact that every shirt you guys sell are black T-shirts. So we decided to address both of those problems by making a Thanksgiving Day shirt to celebrate Thanksgiving and make it not black. And it's for a good cause, though, because another listener suggested that you should donate money to a good cause for this shirt.
And we have chosen the Washington Food Coalition, so helping our neighbors in need this season.
So buy a shirt at the Rock Shop, and you're helping out some good people.
KISW.com.
I have a question for the Daily Mix Show. My friends and I were talking about this over the weekend. All of us are huge Mariners fans, and we were wondering, would you be willing to give up your favorite band so the Mariners would win a World Series?
Okay. First of all, is there a ghost in the background? Ooh. Keep hearing.
Sorry. Meaning that you can never listen to them again. You can never see them live. They are forever blocked from you. So, Taryn, no Rush. Migs, no Pearl Jam. Would you do it?
At first, when she said no Rush, I was like, no rush to answering this question.
Well, I can already tell you the answer.
Oh, hold on. We got to get the music to go with it then. What's the answer?
Hell no.
You would not give up Rush?
Not my job. Guys, go do what you're getting paid for. Bring the World Series back home.
Well, clearly, I'm a better Mariners fan. It's been a good run, Pearl Jam.
You would give up Pearl Jam?
We had some great memories, some great experiences, and I'll never forget those moments. But if it means I have to give up listening to Porch.
Oh, literally? You just took the song right out of my mouth.
Why Go Home? Hell, Dissident. Rearview Mirror. I'm okay with losing Last Kiss. I've always been okay with losing Last Kiss.
Forever.
For your Seattle Mariners. I guess I'll have to just make the pivot and become more of a Alice in Chains fan when it comes to the Seattle sound. So, yes.
I mean, you are wearing a Mariners hat with a wig sewn into it right now, so I can see you're very committed to the team.
I think I would, I'll be honest, after this run and how it felt these last few weeks of how much fun it was, the high of highs and then the low of lows, I think I might be okay with giving up Pearl Jam for that. And that's saying a lot, but I really love this freaking team.
I love this band more than I love, that.
All right, Danny, Offspring.
Yeah.
Would you give up the Offspring?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Yeah, Mariners can
I almost said a bad word. Mariners can lose for the rest of their existence, and I will always listen to The Offspring.
See, there's other bands. There's only one That's Mariners. There's you can only still listen to Simple Plan.
There's only one Dexter Holland, and he can only sing Pretty Fly for a White Guy to me every for the rest of my life.
But you can always still listen to Sum 41 if you want your goofy singer with blonde hair spiked.
Nope. Sorry, Mariners.
Not the same.
You're out.
And I know you can't find another band that sounds kind of like Rush because there's no other band that would be dumb enough to write songs.
Wow. So you mean smart enough to write songs like that? They're very brilliant.
I can't believe I'm the only true Mariners fan here. Oh, I'm willing to give up Pearl Jam for this freaking team.
Yeah, but it's Pearl Jam.
Wow.
Well, here's the deal. I'd be willing to give up Pearl Jam for the team.
Oh, 100%.
I hate both of you right now.
The Daily Migs Show.
Well, as Steve Migs mentioned, we have the limited edition Daily Migs Show Thanksgiving t-shirt in the Rock Shop exclusively while supplies last. And the proceeds benefit the Washington Food Coalition. It's pretty ridiculous, but we are standing behind it, and it's for a great cause.
And you're standing on a pumpkin pie.
I am dancing on a pumpkin pie.
Yes.
Get it in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.